Surrounded by orange trees and grapevines, the regional city of Griffith in southwest New South Wales relies heavily on its irrigated industries. It was here in 2010 that angry farmers burnt copies of an early draft of the Basin Plan, which they said would cause a permanent man-made drought. That anger lingers for some, but for others, there's real optimism and a desire to get past the politics and get on with the job. Anna Vito takes a look.
An elaborate tractor contraption trundles down a paddock just outside Griffith, picking up and pulverising pumpkins to collect the seeds inside.
It looks like it came out with the ark, but it's pretty neat.
Terry McFarlane grows seeds for other vegetable farmers, and it's been a good year.
It's a beautiful pump seed. Yeah, the seed's great.
Terry's not alone in his good fortune. Buoyed by some wet years, big agricultural investments in the district and good commodity prices, Griffith is booming.
We've adapted, and certainly it's been helped by the nut industry coming to town, and almonds and walnuts all over the place, and the community is really, really vibrant at the moment, very strong.
Things felt very different here a few years ago.
Burn the plan! Burn the plan!
In 2010, at the tail end of the Millennium Drought, the federal government's program of buying back water entitlements from farmers for the environment was well underway. The way some Griffith irrigators saw it then and now, the Basin Plan would make their drought permanent. But others, like Chris Morsehead, see things differently.
We can't just keep burying our head in the sand and saying, we've got to repeal it, we've got to shut it down, we've got to get all the water back, because it's just not going to happen. And those that get in and get on with it will prosper.
He calls the plan a necessary evil and says parts of it are great.
The on-farm efficiency arm of the Basin Plan is completely invaluable.
That's where the government pays for farmers to make their paddocks and irrigation infrastructure more water efficient. In return, farmers permanently surrender the water they save to the Commonwealth for the environment.
It increases our efficiencies. It has increased our returns, our effectiveness. It is one of the greatest outcomes, and that was completely engineered by the irrigation industry involvement.
We're just driving past some of our recent development, part of the on-farm water use efficiency program.
Further down the highway, irrigator Rob Houghton has a similar view.
So I exchange water for technology, basically.
For Rob Houghton, the Basin Plan is about more than water recovery.
It's about us as a community looking at how we extract water, why we extract water, and what uses we put that water to, and also how we look after our environment. And we've got a big responsibility to get this plan right. That's all of us. I'm quite positive about how things have come so far. I think we have got some challenges to make sure that it remains a positive experience.
The challenge includes the brewing political argument over whether an extra parcel of water, 450 gigalitres, should be found for the environment. Federal Labor and South Australia say that must happen. But farmers here are just as adamant.
The danger would be if that was to occur, then we've got a Rolls-Royce system with no petrol to put in it. You've got your pound of flesh, but you're not getting a drop of blood.
Irrigator Chris Morsehead from just outside Griffith, ending Anna Vito's report.